Proclamation number 3344 of 24th of November, 1944. Fullness of divine grace in the end time. The fullness of divine grace will flow to people in the last days if they're in particular need of it. There is nothing insurmountable for the human being if he avails himself of divine grace, and this grace will not be withheld from anyone who requests it in prayer, who calls upon God for help. And it will only depend on whether the human being opens himself to the influx of divine grace, whether he sends a requesting thought to God or completely rejects him, and thereby closes himself off to every gift of grace. If he only enters into contact with God through his will turned towards him, he will also be able to dispose of grace because he will then be entitled to it without measure. But if he stands apart from God, then God's grace cannot be given to him either, because this requires the will of the human being, the acknowledgement of God through prayer. Even all thought turned towards God is enough for him to lovingly draw close to the human being and bestow his gift of grace upon him. But this can never be offered to a person who is hostile towards God, because then God's grace would be a means of coercion for that person's transformation. Although grace is always an undeserved means of help, a gift which is given to the human being through God's love, this gift nevertheless requires the human being's will to accept a gift, and God demands this will in order not to make him unfree. In the last days people will be able to avail themselves of an abundance of grace, for the greater the hardship the more lovingly God will consider those who approach him in supplication, and he will also grant grace to those who are still hardened in spirit. But they can only become effective if the human being himself is willing to accept them. And therefore only the small circle of those who are faithful to God and carry him in their hearts will recognize the fullness of grace. These will receive an exceedingly rich reward because they ask and wait for their request to be fulfilled. Because they bring all hardship before him and ask for strength for their earthly path of life, their pleas will not go unheard. They will be helped in every adversity, in all situations and at the right time. And this is grace, that God obviously helps his own, that he strengthens and comforts them, that he always lets them find a way out of earthly adversity, that he takes care of their physical and spiritual needs and that he sends them his word. He will obviously work and speak to people through his instruments so that they will become powerful and courageous and withstand all temptations. He will bring people together that they may stand by one another and strengthen one another. And all this is grace. They are aids which are to bring them spiritual maturity and make the difficult time before the end bearable. Yet anyone who does not desire them has no share in the best or all of grace either, for the flow of divine love only takes hold of those who turn to him, but the others are outside the circuit of God's love, and this through their own fault. For God does not reject anyone who approaches him, he does not withdraw from anyone who acknowledges him, he constantly distributes his gift of grace to anyone who wants to receive it. But he who rejects it will go away empty-handed and will have to pay bitterly for this at the end of his day. On the day of judgment he will fall prey to destruction, from which divine grace can save him if he accepts and uses it in the knowledge that it alone can save him from eternal ruin. Amen.